This is HPR episode 2742 entitled SAP HANA Certification Directory. It is hosted by JWP and is about 18 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is how the SAP HANA certification works.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Good day. My name is JWP, and I'd like to talk to you about the SAP Hardware Certification Directory today. So SAP, a few years ago, moved away from traditional databases to something called HANA. And they completely changed the way you look at hardware certification with SAP. And they do it on something, a website that's called the HANA certification or hardware certification directory. So the certification is valid for the period stipulated in the integration certification agreement. The exact validity date of the certification is indicated under the certification letter that is issued upon successful completion of testing. The testing is quite expansive. The certification confirms the existence of product features in accordance with SAP certification procedures. SAP only certifies successful integration of the product with SAP solutions. The vendor is responsible for the product itself and its error-free operation. The hardware is required to have a valid SAP HANA hardware certification at the point of purchase by the customer. Once the validity date of the certification is passed, the hardware will continue to be supported by the partner until the end of maintenance as indicated by the partner. For certified appliances, the certification is valid for a particular group of appliances from the hardware manufacturer within multiple models might be included. During the preparation phase of the certification, the partner and SAP can jointly agree on the group of appliances. The group of appliances can be defined as a set of application models that share and fulfill the following criteria. They are based on the same architecture. Within one group of certified appliances, different CPU models with the same microarchitecture can be used as released by SAP HANA reference architecture. So these follow the Nehalem EX architecture, which was the Intel X7560, the Westmere EX architecture, the E7-2870, the E7-4870, and the E7-8870, the Ivy Bridge EX architecture, which starts at the 2880 V2 and ends at the E7-8890 V2, Haswell, which started at the E7-8880 V3 and ends at the 8880L V3, or Broadwell, which you can still purchase. It was the long life chip from Intel. So Broadwell EX architecture, which is the E7-8880 V4, the 8890 V4, or the 8894 V4. Or you can use the current Skylake architecture, which will be the Intel Xeon Platinum. So of course, after Broadwell, they started going Platinum, Gold, silver and bronze for their chips. And so for the appliance, they only use top bin. So it's a Platinum 8176 CPU, a Platinum 8176M CPU, or a Platinum 8180 CPU, or the 8180M CPU. And the M is quite more expensive. So empty CPU lots may be filled by the maximum supported by the appliance. Memory chips have to be homogeneous spread across all CPUs, symmetrically providing maximum bandwidth. For Intel Skylake SP architecture, additional depopulations are possible. Please contact your hardware partner for details. They have the same discount layout. They use the same storage connectors and or RAID controllers as described in the documentation. Comparable components are used within the tested setups. All KPIs are met by the lowest member of the group of appliances. Consistent documentation for the group of appliances, which is applicable for all SAP. HANA setup scenarios are single node, scale up, and scale out. For scale up, it's BW on HANA, BW for HANA, DM, SAP on HANA, or S4 HANA. Includes hardware approved for all single server configuration scenarios for SAP BW powered by SAP HANA, for Business Suite powered by SAP HANA, and for S4 HANA, and more scale up for SOH or S4 HANA. Includes additional single server configuration specific for SAP Business Suite powered by SAP HANA and S4 HANA not covered by scale up BW on HANA, BW for HANA, DM Suite on HANA, or S4 on HANA. Scale out BW on HANA, BW for HANA, DM includes a multi-server configuration scenario for BW powered by HANA. For scale out, S4 includes multi-server configurations for scenario for S4 on HANA. For this, please see note 240.84.19, SAP S4 HANA multi-node support. SAP Business One includes a single server configuration specific for SAP Business One. For upgrades of Business One, SAP HANA and operating system, please see note 25.92.452. Additional CPUs for Business One are the Haswell EP architecture, Intel E5-2670V3, the Broadwell EP architecture, Intel E5-2650V4, or E5-26#V4 with a higher specification. The system size greater than 256 is supported with the E5-2630 vCPU. The Intel Skylake SP architecture, SP5118, or the SP CPU with higher specifications, and the system size is greater than 384 gigabytes, is supported with the Intel SP4114. For HANA, SPS, and OS release support matrix. For a list of supported operating systems, please see the note 2235581, SAP HANA supported operating systems. For SAP HANA 2.0 platform, the 2.0 SPS 0.0 is based on Intel platforms with the minimum operating versions of Red Hat Enterprise Linux for SAP applications, RHEL for SAP applications 7.2, or SUSE Linux Enterprise Server, SLES, for SAP applications 12.SP1. The corresponding SAP notes are the 2380257 SAP HANA Platform 2.0 SPS 0.0 release note, the 2378962 SAP HANA 2.0 revision and maintenance strategy. For SAP Platform 2.0 SPS 0.0 on Intel based hardware platforms, the minimum generation has to be used as Haswell CPU or higher. So everything before the Ivy Bridge and everything is finished. The corresponding note for this is the 2399995 hardware requirement for HANA 2.0. For further information on HANA 2.0 can be found under the following links, blogs, sap.com, 2016-1108, several others. The HANA on a virtualized environment. For operation of HANA on a virtualized environment, the combination of hardware and hypervisor needs to be supported. For details, please see the note 178.86.65, HANA support for virtualized / partition multi-tenant environments. There are several scenarios available for SAP hardware appliance certification. See details below for a test procedure which comes with each scenario version applicable to the HANA hardware certification check tool. So instead of saying HANA hardware certification check tool, it will be HWCCT will be referred to furthermore. I say it again, HWCCT will be referred to forevermore. Certifications that that were released prior to scenario 1.0 remain valid until their expiration date and can be used with all SAP HANA versions. So scenario version 1.0, the appliance for SUSE Linux Enterprise Server SLES was the HANA minus HWC minus AP.SU 1.0. For Red Hat, it was HANA HWC AP / RH 1.0. For certification test based on the HWCCT based on HANA SPS 8 or SPS 9 and related versions is used. For version 1.1, it's the same as 1.0 except it's 1.1. For Red Hat, it's also 1.1. The certification test for the HWCCT based on HANA SPS 10 and related certifications is used. Okay, so 8.9 was 1, 1.1 was 10, and 3, for legacy appliances released prior to 2014, the HWCCT cannot be used for validating storage performance. Please see note 218.74.26. HWCCT can only be used to validate the operating system configuration settings and networks performance. For certified enterprise storage, the certification is valid for a particular enterprise storage family of the hardware manufacturer, wherein multiple models might be included during the preparation phase of the certification. The partner and SAP can jointly agree upon a group of appliances to be certified. The storage family can be defined as a set of enterprise storage models that share and fulfill the following criteria. They are based on the same architecture. They use the same storage connectors. Comparable components are used as with the test setup, and all KPIs are met by the lowest member of the storage family. Consistent storage documentation for the family, which is applicable for all SAP HANA scenarios, single node, scale up, and scale out. So enterprise storage, certification scenarios. There are several scenarios available for SAP enterprise storage configuration. Please see the details below for the test procedure which comes with each scenario version applicable to the HANA certification check tool or HWCCT. So for the first one is scenario version HANA HWC ES 1.0. Certification tests that are based on HANA SPS 8 or SPS 9 and related versions used. Then the second one is HANA HWC ES 1.1. And so ES is for enterprise storage. And so the certification test on the HWCCT based on 10 and related versions of use. And there was a new KPI. And so that's the thing. So the enterprise storage scenario 1.1 is a successor of 1.0 with an updated testing method and adopted set of KPIs. The certifications that were released under 1.1.0 remain valid until expiration date and to be used with all SAP revisions. From July 14, 15 onwards, a certification by 1.1 is mandatory. Okay, so now we've moved away from hardware and we're switching to a certified IaaS platforms. And this certification is valid as a publication date, and is currently the certification is limited for a time period of 3 years. So that means that each of the vendors for IaaS have to come back every 3 years and get and pay SAP and get them redone. So This is regarded as long enough compared to a life cycle of a cloud platforms, which is typically short. The time limit describes the sales cycle, not the support cycle, and applies to new customer installations on respective platforms. If customers are running on a one certified cloud platform, so not switch platforms, they can do so without termination of the support statement. Please be aware that comparable statement from SAP software is not being made here. The certification is valid for specific, typically named platform type, which is defined by its certified qualifications in regards to CPU type, network technologies, memory technologies, and storage or file systems. Operating system, virtualized technologies, including software and hardware virtualization. Within the certified operation system version, the customer can choose Linux product flavors as supported by the IaaS platform vendor listed in SAP Note 223-5581 SAP HANA supported operating systems. The SAP outsourcing provider certifications are listed separately under SAP outsourcing operation partner guide. Certified hyperconverged infrastructure solutions. The certification is valid for a particular hyperconverged infrastructure HCI solution of hardware manufacturer within multiple models that might be included. The certification is valid as of its publication date and remains valid for a period of 3 years. For further information, please see notes 265-4696, 239-3917, or 268-6722. For HCI solutions, please also note the memory chips have to be homogeneous and spread across all CPUs symmetrically, providing maximum bandwidth. Additional DIMM populations are possible. The SAP HANA start release release defined as SAP 10 SPS 12 or parentheses 122.119, and also includes support for SAP HANA 2.0. Intel SP Platinum Gold Silver Skylake, a minimum of 2 sockets. CPUs with a minimum of 8 cores, each applies to all mentioned CPU types and generations. The best practice guides for vendors are binding. So supported Intel systems, these systems are supported with solutions approved for use with HANA scenarios. Within SAP HANA tailored data integration scenario, the TDI overview and TDI facts for the Intel systems have to have the following criteria. So 2 socket systems of 2 or 4 socket Broadwell E7 or Skylake based systems equipped with even number of CPUs. So the CPUs with a minimum of 8 cores each applies to all mentioned CPU types and generations. The CPU chips have to be homogeneous and spread across all CPUs symmetrically to maximize bandwidth. From the Skylake CPU generation, additional DIMM populations are possible. HANA scale out support with Skylake Platinum top bin CPUs. There's a minimum of 4 socket systems for OLTP workload and a minimum of 8 socket systems for OLTP workload. Validation for Pacific support package SPS releases. Intel Xeon E5, V2, V3, V4 based systems for 2 socket systems only. Intel Xeon E7, E4 based systems, a minimum of 2 socket systems. And Intel Xeon Platinum Gold Silver Skylake, minimum of 2 socket systems. Supported IBM Power Systems. These systems are supported by solutions approved for use with SAP HANA scenarios within the SAP Taylor Data Center Integration TDI Overview or TDI Fact. Okay, so that's pretty much it. I hope you enjoyed me talking, and I will listen to this several times myself. Enjoy.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.